Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, your hands has gathered us in your house this morning. Lord, now we ask you that you give us your food from your word and help us to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless each of us through your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, everyone. Shalom. Selamat pagi in Bahasa Indonesia. I'm really happy when I came. It's really wonderful, encouraging word you said. You looking well, Salomo. The same to you. You looking well, all. I'm very glad to be able to share the God's word this morning. I hope you still remember me. I can't forget you because I love you all. For those who don't know me, my name is Salomo Bangun. I'm Uniting Church Minister. I came from Indonesia the same with Epi and Annie. Yes, Dolly here. Wow, looks different to Dolly. You looks different today. It has been a long time since we met, and I'm sure that all this congregation are always cared for by God, who is the head of the church. Amen. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, there must be many, many things that we have experienced in our life. In our journey, whether happy or sick, there is laughter, but there are also tears. This is life, full of colors. Until now, I haven't had placement from Uniting Church, but I am grateful to be able to work as a support teacher at the Malak School. God is good because there is a very valuable experience for me. I also preaching in Indonesian congregation sometimes in Darwin still. My wife is here today with me and my children are well, especially my very, very cute granddaughter now is 1 year old. Amen. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayer. The word of God that I will share with you this morning is about God's goodness, God's grace from Psalm 34 that we read already. I believe we have all read or heard this psalm before. But this morning, I want to share it with you because I really experience with myself. So the theme today is from 8, verse 8, test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Test and see, God is good. Is it true? We will see what the experience of David from this Psalm 34. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, David wrote this Psalm 34 not when he was king of Israel or in safe, comfortable of peaceful situation, but when David fled from the pursuit of Saul, who would kill him. Tragically, he fled to the territory of Palestine, and the Palestine king recognized him, recognized David as an Israel warrior who had killed the Palestine's officers. So the king Philistine intended to kill David. David is in a very, very difficult situation. And his situation is super difficult. Generally, people will be scared and frustrated. But unlike David, who directed his gaze direct to God, and he always remember his grace, his goodness, so he'll still praise God even in a really, really bad situation. If we see verse 1 from Psalm 34, I will exalt the Lord at all times. Not only one time or only just for Sunday morning, but all the times. Hallelujah. His praise will always be on my lips. So David, even his situation is really, really bad, but he continue praise God. Hallelujah. David believe that the God he worshiped was an unchanging God. If God used to have when faced with a lion that would pounce on the flock of sheep, he was hearing. Surely, he would intervene when he fought against his enemy and gave him victory. So the same God would have spared him from the threat of the assassination of King Saul and King Palestine. Therefore, in a state of hopelessness, David remembered how good the Lord was to test all his goodness. He remember that God never changing. God always with David. If we see verse 3 and 4 from Psalm 34, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He answered my prayer. Hallelujah. He delivered me from all my fears. This is really, really good what the David said. I know, as a human being, David really, really scared about the situation. But when he prayed to God, God answered his prayers and he removed all fears. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the tempestuous, stormy moments of our lives, we often focus so intently on finding a way of escape or rescue that we altogether forget about the most reliable and true source of shelter and refuge. I was reminded of the many promises in Scripture for such time. For example, from Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a help always near in times of great trouble. And also from Psalm 57 verse 1 say, I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. the eternal God, is your refugee, and His everlasting arms are under you. So, brother and sister in Christ, none of these promises speak of rescue from trouble. Although God can and does rescue us according to His will, more important, He is our refugee as we choose trials and difficult time. Just as running into a building during a storm does not cause the storm to cease, rather, it provides shelter until the storm runs its course. With this perspective on storms, we can fully trust and rest in Jesus to be our refuge and shelter for us as long as the storm lasts, leaving the final outcome in His hands. Amen. So from this experience, from God's answer His prayer, finally, David could say, if we see from verse 10 from our reading this morning, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good things. So it means people always looking after us because we're seeking the Lord. I believe you have experience in your own life, in your journey, especially for this congregation. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when we test God's goodness, we can feel how God never leaves us in all circumstances and test His goodness, so that we can stand strong and upright even in the face of various storms that are hard and strong. Do not focus on the super difficult problem only, but look at God who never let go of His hands to provide a solution to our problems. Because why? Because His love is great for us, and the Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, once months ago, I received bad news from my country, Indonesia, from my family. My nephew is named Ivo. She has been married 7 years, but does not have kid yet. Finally, my nephew Ivo and her husband made a decision to buy off IVF, in Bahasa Indonesia, bayi tabung. Finally, the Lord answered their prayers, and the doctor told them that they have babies were twin. We all very happy because God was so good. God answers our prayer. 2 weeks before giving birth, my nephew Ivo felt sore throat, shortness of breath, and hot body temperature. At the time, her husband took her to hospital straight away. The doctor said that my nephew Ivo had coronavirus. Immediately, the doctor conducted an operation, and the twin girls were born safe and healthy. But you know what happened? The mother of these twin girls died straight away. Very sad. Very bad situation. And her husband has also contracted coronavirus too. The situation is very, very difficult for us and very sad families. All families cannot bear this very difficult situation. But the hands of God, until now, all families are given special strength. Even twin girls can stay healthy. I could not go home to comfort my family. Even the hospital immediately buried my nephew straight away. Very bad. Very hard to our family. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, I don't know what problems or pain you face at the moment. But I encourage you, let us learn from this psalm. Let us learn from David's experience that God's goodness with us. In difficult situation or when we are sick, can we still feel that God is good? God still with us? God can answer our prayer. God can remove our fear. And God will give what we need. It's impossible for man, but according to His word, what is impossible for man? Can you continue that word? Possible for God. So let us learn from this psalm. We really thank God because in Darwin, unlike the other country or other place about coronavirus, so we can say God is so good to all of us. So let us continue. Don't stop, praise and worship Him. Like verse 1, what we read from Psalm 34. I will exalt the Lord all the times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. So, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, my prayer, my hope, may God's love and mercy continue to care and to love us all so that we can continue to feel and see that He is always with you and with me and with us. I believe this sermon will bless all of you, and let us continue. Don't stop to praise God because God always near with us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your words. Thank you for this congregation. Even sometimes we have difficult situations, circumstances, but we learn from Psalm 34. We learn from David's experience. You never leave us alone. But you answer our prayer. You remove us from the fears and you heal us. And we believe your Holy Spirit will continue this congregation, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All this prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Let us take a few seconds and let us reflect this sermon or to this reading this moment and say something to the Lord that you, Lord, His goodness for us. Amen.